7.2.
Welcome to Talk Back. In the studio with us today, we have Eloise Carter, the Liberal Party candidate for Southwest Heptonshire. Eloise, thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Tell us, what challenges do you see in our area, and what do you propose to do about them?
This area has a rising population and also an issue with housing. There is a lot of exploitation in the private renting sector. Landlords are not taking care of their properties and charging unreasonable fees. We need to investigate that. If my party won the election, we would propose to end high rent increases by putting a limit on this for 3 years. We would also propose to introduce long-term renting laws, giving stability and security to tenants. There are also problems in further education. Some young people have decided not to go to university because they don't want to get into debt. My heart goes out to a generation who feel that their choices are limited by finance. In fact, your choices in education should only be limited by your potential. If I hadn't had the chance to further my education, I wouldn't be where I am now. I see these as the main problems facing the people of my constituency.
What experience do you have that is relevant to the office you're seeking?
I was born, raised, and educated in this area, and I am raising my family here, so I am completely invested. I have had very varied career experience, from teaching to charity work, fitness training to television production. This has given me a broad view of the world and an understanding of how to work with people from different backgrounds, ages, and culture.
What do you see as the most important political issues nationally? How does your party plan to address them?
The national health system, definitely. Many people fear that it will be privatized. This is not the case. I cannot imagine our country without free health care. My parents have relied on free health care for many years. If our economy does not grow, we obviously cannot provide public services. So the main thing all parties need to do is concentrate on building the economy.
What message do you have for your constituents?
Do find out who your government representative is. If you are fed up with the state of your neighborhood, seek out your local politician. They are responsible for your area. I find that a lot of people don't know how the system works, and I think it is my job over the next few years to make sure you know how you can be more involved with politics.
Eloise Carter, thank you for your time today, and good luck with your campaign.
Thank you.